So my company, Flux Trends, we track any disruptive trends that happen in business. So trends is business strategy, and sustainability is a really, really big topic and pressure on business as well. So, during the panel discussion, I mentioned, it's not only, say, fashion retailers, but even in finance and investments and everything. So issues of sustainability are becoming very, very crucial to business, and it's part of a business model.
So talking about fashion, how do you make it sustainable?
Well, this is the big thing, and I think 2020 taught us that. I said on the panel that I think 2020 broke the camel's back of fast fashion. Before that, in 2019, there was already a lot of talk about the unsustainability of the fashion cycles, the madness of fast fashion, just the waste that was just happening, not only the pollution in factories, all of those kind of things, child labor, slave wages, all of those kind of things. And 2020 really laid bare that, because we all sort of sat at home, didn't really need to go shopping, you're all in your sweatpants, and then suddenly the light bulb went on. So you're starting to see this pushback within fast fashion, but also just the recycling, reusing, and rental. Transient ownership has become a really, really big thing globally. Not so much in South Africa, but it'll get here very definitely.
Let's touch on COVID, the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah. What sort of opportunities, let's start with opportunities, did it bring for the fashion industry as a whole? And then we'll also go on the challenges that it brought onto the fashion industry as a whole.
Yeah. Well, look, I just, for me, my focus is not specifically on the fashion industry, but more on retail in general, to see that, so everything's changed. And one of the things that I read, or a sentence that just stayed with me from the Financial Times during the pandemic, and I think this applies to fashion brands or any retail brands, they said every single company needs to rethink their business model, because either their customer is no longer where they were, which is true, or has no need of what you were selling. And if I was a retailer, that would send a chill down my spine, because it's true. You don't need a lot of things. Things are all completely different. And the way in which you buy, purchase, whether it's e-commerce, we're tracking the virtual economy that's starting to go into gaming and everything like that. So it's a very, very interesting time where you're seeing incredible leaps of innovation due to something very sad like the pandemic, which is completely devastating to a lot of industries, but it's also made sure that people rethink the way in which they do business.
So what can brands learn from the Ricoffi story on how to make their products sustainable?
What I think is amazing about this program that they've launched today, and it was spoken with the rest of the panelists, was not just looking at a small section of your supply chain. So not, say, the packaging inside when the supermarket is there, or they said the beans. This program looks at the farms where it comes from, the farmers, looking after the farmers, and also the communities around the farm, the ecological impact of that farm. It goes into a much larger and broader responsibility of that. It's not just about the end product and the end user, it's what it does along the way. And how damaging is that supply chain? So they've addressed that, and I think that is a good example for other companies to say that is what we should be doing. So what I mentioned was 2019, the CEO of Gucci put out a CEO challenge to other CEOs, and it was a carbon neutral challenge, and he spoke exactly about that in 2019, and he said, don't just look at one small part of your supply chain, look at the entire supply chain, because one of your suppliers might not be sustainable, and you say you're sustainable, and in this day and age with cell phone activism, you get found out, and then that's really bad for your brand reputation. So you need to really protect against that and walk the talk. So you can't, as they call it, greenwash. So you say you're sustainable and you're not actually doing it, because you will find out, and that's why they call it greenwashing, because you're just telling people something for marketing, but it's not authentic to the brand.